tutor. Right, Judy. This week it's your turn to bring us up to date on your dissertation. So, Judy, I've finished the basic research and planning and the first draft, and hopefully I can start writing the final version now. Tutor. Good. Not everyone knows your subject, so you'd better introduce it. Judy. Oh, I've chosen to study everyday life in the East End of London in the early 20th century. Lots of books have been published about the East End, covering everything from health to how roads and districts got their names, so you might think it's an obvious subject to pick. But in fact, I was brought up there, and I've always been interested in finding out how the area shaped my upbringing. Fellow student, what materials did you use in your research? Judy. As I said, a lot's been written about the area, and I used some of it to get an idea of what to cover. But the bulk of my work is based on the elderly people from the area whom I managed to contact and arranged to meet, and then recorded as they talked to me. And when they referred to any specific events, I looked them up in local newspapers from the time. Tutor. Was it difficult to get enough source material? Judy. Not a bit. The problems started when I thought I had enough material and sat down to devise a workable filing system. It took ages, but I was really glad of it when I came to writing the draft. Otherwise, it would have been impossible.